Some of the disadvantages, of course, include that there is somewhat of a limited range of application. We're not expecting this to replace reconstruction anytime soon. It's just for those patients who just don't fit quite well into either category, and we're trying to make the best of what we have. It does apply to patients with larger breasts or with ptosis who ideally the upper pole overlaps and is redundant past the inframammary fold. It, of course, will create asymmetry if a unilateral approach is used. However, that can be said for any patient who chooses a simply unilateral choice. The final result, of course, is dependent on the patient's anatomy. We don't have much control over the way it looks. We have to use what we have to work with. So.